K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University here on this Friday evening, April 24th, 2026. Sort of live edition, because this is going up immediately following I hit the end of this record button here. It's Mike Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, trying to ounce up any energy here. Here for this podcast. Here it is. Weekend preview starting right now. KU, K-State underway. Dylan Sunflower Showdown going down. We talked about it already in this morning's episode. So if you have not, well, first, make sure you subscribe. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, out here racing. We're out here racing on Friday afternoon. Oh, I'm too silly right now. That means I am too exhausted. But anyways, getting fired up here. What was I saying? Yeah. But first, you have to make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Second, go back, listen to the earlier episode. We're our daily podcast, except for yesterday. Did not record yesterday anything, but I have been recording a lot of episodes reversed to the men's basketball roster for the upcoming fall, which have not come to fruition yet. But they will start to sprinkle in. And then, of course, I'm going to try to get a football, give you all a football take here between now and the beginning of this upcoming week as well. Work has been, woo, boom, 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 boom. So it's like, trying to balance it out, but it ain't working. It's not working. So there's that. But got that going on as well. But, yeah, make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. We will have y'all loaded throughout the weekend. Track and field back in action. We'll get into it in a second. Baseball, as I just told you, underway. Game one in Manhattan, Kansas. The Dylan Sunflower Showdown. 16th ranked Kansas leading the Big 12. Yes, other than basketball. Taking on Pete Hughes and your K-State Batcast right now at Toyton Family Stadium going on. I just hopped on this mic, so I don't know what the score is. But we'll have a postcast of it. If you've been following along all baseball season long, we'll have a postcast after every game. So there you go on that, including tomorrow, because I'm not running. So that means I'll have room to record a couple more episodes. So I'm getting ready for another race coming up this weekend. So that's why I am taking the day off. So it's like, what's the point? And what's the point of you looking this way? Man, there's a lot of foolishness going on with other people. And that's the whole other conversation. That's the whole other conversation as well. But yeah, so we got all that going on. Okay, Eddie, focus for a few minutes. All right, yeah, so we already talked about that. So 3-game series, baseball starting today. Game 2, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And then you have game 3 for the K-State baseball team on Sunday, right? So, and we talked about early about the golf team, women's golf team earlier as well in that same episode. Make sure you check that out. Trying to dig themselves out of a hole. Hopefully they did that. We'll see. With Sue Burke's club right there in track and field. I just came from Iowa early in the week. Drake of relays. Yeah, I saw a lot of personnel up in Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa, wearing them Drake relay shirts. Yeah, so that's going on as well right now. So we'll have all coverage with that with you guys on that one. And volleyball. And yeah, and no, we have not given you like post coverage access because nobody ain't tell us anything. Maybe Ethan Fitzgerald, or shout out Ethan Fitzgerald, covering K-State Women's Sports. You the MVP, baby. So I'm keeping an eye on that. Volleyballs, they've been working this spring. Other than the football team, they're going to be doubleheader, another showcase tomorrow, Northern Iowa at 9:30, and then you have Wichita State right after that, pretty much. The time slated for 10:45 a.m. And Colleen Corbin, and let's just remind everybody who's new, fresh to this podcast, Jason Mansfield, your head coach of the women's volleyball team, Colleen Corbin, your head coach of women's soccer, and of course you have Colin Klein. So this is Colin Klein, your new football coach over there, and I will give you my takes on that because I haven't listened I did listen to Sean Gleason the other night. I'm gonna have to re-listen to that because I was paying no attention. I'm gonna listen to that. I will sit down and listen to Colin Klein tonight and give you my thoughts there. Now I'll record something on that there as well. So your fall sports doing some springing going on here. Here as spring is fastly coming to a close. Colin Corbin's squad will host Emporia State tomorrow morning. It's gonna be a busy morning. Fortunately, you're truly, well, because I'm racing Sunday, I gotta work, so back to that grind, back to the 150 stops. Emporia State tomorrow. So if you're in Manhattan, Kansas for the weekend, go check. This will be a perfect opportunity, not for me, but for you guys. To see your get a little sneak peek at your ball clubs for the upcoming fall, because in a snap of a finger, it's gonna be here for y'all to sit here and know it for sure. We have the NFL draft going on right now. My team is gonna finally be picking here very shortly, actually. So we'll see if the timing fits right on that. But yeah, so this is a perfect opportunity, along with, of course, supporting your baseball team as they try to take down your in-state rival Kansas, 16th-ranked Kansas. Excuse me. this is a lot of opportunity. You should have been doing that, especially you're a student. Now, again, we all have important things that we got to do, adulting we got to do. But hey, if you have opportunity. Throughout between now and the end of spring, go out and listen to your teams, support your teams out there, K State, man, because I think the fall, way women's soccer, we just talked about this on a separate episode between with women's volleyball and women's soccer. Purple Project Podcast, all things K State sports, Eddie Greer, weekend preview, the last Friday of the month of April. it's like the month of April, I just said that, it's like, woo. This first quarter has come by pretty quick, but yeah, this is your opportunity for you guys to kind of get a little preview, because it's gonna be young, and the emphasis has been young on the women's sports side, and women's volleyball is gonna be a different look. Women's soccer is gonna have more of a veteran look to them than it was last year, unless I'm missing something there as well. So your opportunity is there as well. So a busy Saturday, tomorrow morning. So you have your 2026 Spring College Showcase, Northern Iowa, Wichita State, for Jason Mansfield's crew. Colin Corbin's crew will take on Emporia State. Busy morning. And then you got to come right back in the afternoon. This is K-State Volleyball again. South Dakota State at 1:15, followed up by Creighton. So I'm going to definitely be cheating over Ethan Fitzgerald after I get off work, see what's up with his volleyball team. See how they're looking in the course. It all wraps up with baseball game two, Kansas, 16-ranked Kansas. The Dylan Sunflower Showdown series continues there on that. And then there's just one game on Sunday. And that course, take a big guess at that. Yeah, can K-State take down Kansas Jayhawks in a series? Can you do that at home? And I'm going to go ahead and fast forward to the men's golf team. They will start their Big 12 championship meet on Monday. So there is that. I don't know. I probably would assume it's in Texas. I'm just going to throw that one out there for y'all. So there's a look there. We got a busy Saturday, particularly with volleyball, taking up the slate. Other than baseball this weekend. So go out there if you're in the vicinity. If you even have a time to watch a game, go out there and see what they're all about. So and there's going to be more talk between now and yes, the volleyball schedule did come out. I have not even looked at that one bit yet. So obviously, this summer we're going to have a lot of great, good content. Obviously, the return of the honorable Alex Aiden on his podcast. Get him back on the show. I know I've said it repeatedly, but I haven't followed through on that. but he will be on. I am sure he has a tank full of some hot takes there as well. I'm interested to dive on into that. I'm gonna have another guest on here this summer, and I'm hopeful. I have a couple ideas of who I want on here on the women's side. as well, trying to get some different looks as well. So that's this summer. That is this summer as well. So we want to keep it kind of light, loose. Those are probably the wrong words to say. See, Eddie's too silly. Eddie's too silly right now. He's too tired. But yeah, so but not too tired for K-State Nation. There's that as well. So that's what's going on right now. So we'll see. I'll see what women's golf comes up with in day two after putting himself in a deep hole after day one. We talked about that in the earlier episode. And sometimes we come at you twice a day. Other times, three times a day. Ain't gonna be that. It'll probably be more two times a day for sure this weekend. So definitely you want to make sure you want to stay tuned up to your Wildcats throughout this weekend. And then, of course, you're with the fall coming up, fast approaching, you want to make sure you're tapped in this podcast, add this to your collection of K-State podcasts, the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another weekend preview edition right here of the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports with Cats.